Okay. Starting with you. Okay. In case anyone shows up. Okay. So, we're up to the Yishamda. Yishamda lavasein, which basically means this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this stood by us in order to protect us from just being destroyed. What's the vihi? Everyone wants to know what stood by us. So the Gra says the haftacha that you promised to our forefathers. So the Gra points out that there's two real ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu or anybody in a relationship will express, or do something for you. One is in your own zchus, and one is in the zchus of, somebody else that preceded you. In this case, he says, "V'hi, while we're in the galus, we don't see necessarily the love that Hashem has for us directly because we're suffering and this thing's going on. But one thing we know for sure is that the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to our avos, that is unbudgeable, even throughout the galus. And Memela, we're saying that no matter what happens in the galus, we know that the love that he had for our avos, that is something which is impossible to budge at all, and that's going to stay forever. And he says that's the difference between the morning shacharis and the morning tefillah and after and the evening tefillah. In the morning tefillah, we say Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu. Ahava Rabba means Hashem, you have a tremendous love for us. And in Ma'ariv, what do we say? We don't say Ahava Rabba. We say Ahavas Olam. Ahavas Olam means an everlasting love. It's different than Ahava Rabba. So what is here? We're talking about the bracha that precedes Shema, right? So in Ma'ariv it says Ahavas Olam, which means an everlasting love. In the bracha that precedes Shema, we also talk about the Ahava, the love that Hashem has for us. But there, the lashon is different. There, the lashon is Ahava Rabba. You love the, you. It's a tremendous love. So what's the difference? And why do we do one at night, one during the day? So the Gra says the night represents the galus when it's still dark, right? And we have emunah, emunas chabalelos. At night we have emunah, right? What's that? Emunas
chabalelos.
Chazdecha. In the morning we say your chesed, we see the chesed, but at night we have emunas. But at night we only see the emunah, we have faith. So at night, it's still the time of the galus. So what do we know? We say, well, Hashem, we don't always see the love that you have for us. We know that it's there. We have emunah, but we don't sense it. So therefore, what do we have? We have avas oilam. We have the fact that you have everlasting love for us from our avos. It's a love that you cannot shake. Right? But in the morning, we already start seeing the sunlight. We already start seeing the geula process. So now we can actually, we feel the love. The Rav Chazdech, all right? Lagid Baboker Chazdecha. We already see the Chesed. So then we say, Ava Rabba, Hashem, you have real love for us, a tremendous love for us. Not just Ava Soilam, like it's from generation to generation, passed down, you love us. No. It's Ava Rabba. We feel the love. So the Gra said, but now that we're still in the Golas, what we feel is the Vihishamda is the promise to the others. That's the only thing that we really sense and feel is that, and that's like the whole concept that the Jewish people have lasted. Is that life hasn't been perfect for us in the Golos. We've suffered. But there's one thing we've seen, we've lasted through it. That's the Avas Olam part. That's what we say at Ma'ariv. You love us forever. There's nothing that's going to happen that's ever going to change that. Do we sense every minute? A lot, no, it's sometimes it's hard. We don't see the love always. So the Avarabba, that we have to wait for the morning. But now we're talking about in the Golos process, that's the Hisha'amda, is the promise to the Avos, which is the reason Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and the relationship we have with Hashem. That's the Gra's Pshat, which is a very nice Pshat in the Hisha'amda in terms of why are we focusing on the promise? Because in the Golos, that's the main thing we see. That's one thing the Gra says. Now the next piece in the Gra is a very, very sadistic shigalos in this. It's a very sadistic piece, very fundamental piece. What's one of the names that we tend to just say for Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping. Where do you find that name of Hashem ever? In the Chumash, no. In Tanakh, no. In the Gemara, no. In the Gemara, it's called Ribbono Shel Olam. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is one of the few, only places that it says it in Vishamda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilena Miyadam. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? What's that name of Hashem represent? We know that the names of, you know, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yod represents Rachamim and Elokeinu is Din. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? So the Gra connects this to there's three other times in the Haggadah that it says Baruch Hu, which we already said what it means. It says Baruch Shem after Chasai, Baruch Hu. And we had it before. We had it, what?
Baruch
HaMakim, Baruch Hu. Baruch Shem Nasa Tarlam Yisrael, Baruch Hu. So the Gra already told us before, what does Baruch Hu mean? Baruch Hu means we don't see it. Right? We don't see it, but it's almost the reason why everything happens. Right? When someone gives you a gift, the first thing you feel is the gift. Then you think about, why did he give me the gift? Right? The machshava that got him to give me the gift, that's the Baruch Hu. Like I said, Baruch Shadosh HaTorah Amal Yisrael. Wow, Hashem gave us the Torah? Baruch Hu. But the machshava that you had to give us the Torah is even greater. So sometimes the machshava is greater, but you don't see it right away. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the first thing was similar to what we just said in the Yishanah. HaKadosh represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his midah of din, of his, you know, exacting punishment. And that's why it says, like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed Nadav and Aviu, it says, B'kroivai HaKadosh. That brings out a certain kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the din is exact. The Baruch Hu is, but why are you doing the din? Because you love us. But we don't even see it right away. So the Baruch Hu is like a third party almost. It's like over there. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the is when Hashem is when we sense the balance between when there's din and then there's the love. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say Bisham de Lavasenu, this is the exact place that we should be using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, we went through a galus and it was difficult, but every step of the way, which name of Hashem were we living? We were living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were living with HaKadosh. We felt the Kedusha of Hashem. Wow, this is like, when you feel tremendous Kedusha, you're like in awe. Anything I could do, like I could really mess up right now. Right? When you're in the presence of a great person, right? I don't know if you ever went to like a Chaim Kanievsky, you ever stood, you're like, okay, should I come now or shouldn't I come now? Tell me is it my turn? What am I supposed to be doing right now, right? And you're always afraid I could say the wrong thing. When you're in the presence of a tremendous kedusha, you feel like the tremendous din, because so you feel the kadosh, but there's the Baruch Hu, which is that the reason for all that is because Hashem wants the best for us, is the love. And therefore, throughout the Golos, we've been juggling this whole thing, and that's the Gemara says that's pshat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I think is very fundamental just to know what it means. Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh, but he's baruch. Baruch is bracha. Is good things, right? Baruch represents Shefa, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing down from Shemaim tremendous bracha, tremendous, you know, blessing, extra gifts, good things. So it's the balance between the Kadosh and the Baruch.
What represents the din? The Kadosh?
The Kadosh, yeah. Yeah. That's like the Kadosh HaKadosh. You walk in there, half the time you walked out dead. Right? When you're in the more you're in the presence of the kedusha, the more the din is present. Right? So HaKadosh is HaKadosh, wow, tremendous kedusha, but baruch at the same time it's full of bracha and it's full. So in the golos, sometimes what we sense first is the kadosh. The baruch only comes after, similar to baruch shenasan tarlam yisrael baruch hu. We know what we're getting, but sometimes it takes a while to settle. What why is all this happening? So we have to have the emuna. So that's basically what the Gra is saying here. It's Avisham de Lavosenu. It's the Avtocha Hashem to the Avos. We know that the love is there. We know that, but we don't feel it all the time. And throughout the calls, we've been sensing, we've been feeling din, we've been feeling a lot of people running after us. But at the end of the day, everything was for our good. And it's baruch. It was all bracha. It was all good for us. And we all stood, and we ended up lasting through it and being better from it. So that's what it means. And that's why Dafka over here, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's used. Okay? So that's and again, someone could find somewhere else in the tefillah that the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu is used. Show me that, because I want to see if it fits with this explanation, but I don't know where else it's used.
Is this a gross explanation?
Yeah. Yeah. This is what the gross says over here. So, you know, but in this context, that's what's going on. So, right? So, it stims with the other places in the Haggadah. We're saying Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is always, like I said, it's always, you know, something comes up, and that's what we see first. Baruch Hu, but all this is for the good. It's all coming as a bracha. So that's basically the sum of the summary of the Vishamda is telling us that idea. Okay, that we're in the Galus, but we know Hashem's holding our hands through the Galus. We know that Hashem has been with us through the Galus, and we know that He has a promise to us. Only in the morning will we see the Ava Rabba. Right now we see the Avas Oilam. We see the everlasting love, but we don't see the tremendous love always, because a lot of times we're suffering. But we know that the promise is there, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzilenu. We know that on the one hand, we're in the presence of the din, but it's all from bracha. That's what's Matzilash. That's what saves us from Hashem. Now, that goes straight into the story of Lavan, right? The next paragraph, Tzei Ulmad, Ma Bikesh Lavan Arami, right? So, here also, what's the a lot of Mepharshim ask, why does it say Tzei Ulmad, go out and learn out from Lavan? What do we have to go out and learn from him? What are we trying to see from there? So it actually, according to the Gro, will flow with what we just said, which is that Afa Pishainanu Margisha Benisim Asher Ho'isa Tamid. A lot of times, we don't even realize the nisim that Hashem is doing for us. Like I said before, many times we may be thinking all we feel is the din. We don't necessarily feel or see the nisim. You have to go out and find the nisim. That's the Tzei Ulmad. Where do you see a first example of that? Was from the story of Lavan. We didn't know about the dream that Hashem appeared to Lavan and told him to bug off of Yaakov Avinu. There's always nisim that Hashem is doing constantly to us and for us, which that we don't, that, those are not always so apparent. And Tzei Ulmad Milavan Arami Klamar Shabashkafer Yishayna Lanira Harois Asher Asa Lavan Liakov Veini Yadu Alonu Mabikesh Lavan Arami Lasis Liakov. Oh, it's the opposite, actually. He said, learn out from Lavan. Learn out from Lavan. Lavan, what you see is not always what you get. In Lavan's case, it was the opposite. Lavan, was it so obvious that he was trying to get us to kill Yaakov? No. A lot of times you say, look, you want to tell me who's the worst person in Jewish history? Haman, Paro, Lavan. I mean, Lavan wouldn't seem like that bad. So, Mavigish,
when nobody. When someone says, I'm going to kill you, you know they're going to kill you. When they say, I love you.
Okay. So he says, what you see from Lavan is that a lot of times it's what you're seeing is the opposite of what it really is. You could see love, and it's really hate. So he's saying, so you learn out from there that what you see is not always what you get. So learn a lesson. The opposite is true by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you may see din, but it's really rachamim.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. It's an interesting shot. This is the
God. That's saying, I'm going to go out and see. Like, make sure you're going to look.
You got to look further than the Pashup shot. The Pashup shot, in the Gauls, we're seeing din, and everyone's trying to kill us. But what happens? We're still here. Somehow, and it must be that if we're still here, it's all out of love. And what you, and the face, it's not always coming at face value. I've never heard this pshat before. This brand new pshat, but this is the gross pshat. So, you know, he says, "Shabashkafer yishayna lanira harois asher asa Lavan liyakov." At first glance, you would never even imagine that Lavan tried to kill us so badly. Ve'eino yadua lanu, we don't even know what he tried to do. Dafa pikein, but hey, yad alav akasav. The Torah says on him, "Pikei shlakos akol." And therefore, you may not see all the nisim, but Hashem is constantly doing nisim for us. And Hashem is constantly saving us, and it's all chesed. And even though you may not see it, but it's always all full of chesed, And that's the point that we're trying to bring out over here. So again, the Vishon, which leads into the Teilmat, into Lavan, is that we're experiencing all this, it's constant Saris. And that's basically what the situation, but it has to be that way. But ultimately, the Kodesh Baruch was Matzilin Yalim. I said over on and it's all Baruch, it all comes from the Bracha, that we said a previous Shulchan from the Gra, that a Gra was Chishay Mesakeit, that even though we were only in time for 210 years, but since the last 86 years were very, very difficult years, those counted towards the Gula. So if you think about it, that means that at the time that they were obligated to take extra bricks and to work and find extra straw, at that time they thought the Gauls were just getting worse and worse. In reality, in the Gaul, every extra brick that they had to do was getting them closer and closer to the Gula. Right? So that's really the process. You think it's getting worse, in reality it's getting better. Who saw that? Miriam. Miriam, her name is Mar, because she was 86 years old. When she was born was the time that everything got worse. So they named her Mar. But her ability was, even though it's getting worse, I see the good in it. This is Miriam's Mida, you find it often. It says that Miriam walked out and she did the Shira with tupim mechilos, with instruments. It doesn't say that the men had instruments. It says Miriam had instruments. Why? Because this was Miriam's midah. Miriam brought in, everyone's like, the instruments, you create, we've been slaves. She was like planning for this. She saw the gula coming more than everyone. She had the instruments with her because she was born as part of the gula was starting when everyone else thought that the gulas was getting worse. And she said, no, my birth is ushering in the Gula already. This is already when we're starting the Gula. So it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's really...
She was able.
That was a Mida that now. She was able to bring. She was able to always see that Mida. There's a few, a lot of rise to that idea about Miriam. So essentially that's really what's going on here. Throughout the Gauls, we're experiencing that. But ultimately, it's to bring the Gula and to keep our relationship with Hashem strong. All right?
Thank you. Rabbi,
you said 86. Don't you mean 90?
Nope, I mean 86.
Chishev is like 90.
No. That's 190 extra, but the last 86 were the hard years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Where does it say that? The Medrash says that?
Yeah. The Gura mentioned it before, but yeah, the Medrash says that.
Okay. Shkoyach.
All right? Shkoyach. We'll see you.